Do you remember this slok? Dukheshu anudipinam.
Sukheshu vigatas priya. Sorry, Maharaj. Dukheshu avignamana. Sukheshu vigatas priya. Vita raga bhaya krodha. Shtitadir munir uchi.
What is the meaning?
Dukheshu avignamana. A devotee, he should not be attached to distress. In any situation, he should not be affected by distress, dukkha, suffering. And sukheshu vigatas priha, he should not be desiring happiness. He should not be attached to happy situations.
Worldly happiness.
Yeah, worldly happiness.
And not transcendent.
Yeah. And then vita raga bhaya krodha, he should become free from attachment to anything in this world. Vita raga bhaya, all kinds of fear, like you were just talking, what will happen in the future.
Yes.
And krodha, anger, always being frustrated and angry. So then stitadir munir uchate. Krishna is describing that this is the qualities and nature of someone who is perfectly situated in transcendental consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Also tattainukampam
susamikshamano.
Tattainukampam susamikshamano. Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Vidvag vapade vididhannamaste. Jivetiyo muktipade sadai
bhakti. What meaning?
Means that devotee thinks that if some suffering comes, he's thinking that this is coming as a result of my previous activities, and now Krishna is giving me very, very little token punishment, not so much. Then, Hridvag Vapubhe
Vididhanamaste. This is the mercy of Krishna, that we should be detached from this world. That is why Krishna mercifully gave it.
So then, Hridvag Vapubhe, with his heart, with his words, with his body, offering obeisances to Krishna, then jivetiyo mukti padesa vaivak. So one who lives like this, the lotus feet of Krishna, they're his rightful inheritance. They cannot be taken away from him.
If anyone abusing you, why you should not have angry? Why?
This is a result, I can think, this is a result of previous karma. And it's not that that person is doing something. Krishna is doing something. This person is simply the instrument or the carrier of that. I can't oppose. Even if I try to oppose there, then it will come somewhere else. From some other
this
person.
This should be there. Always think like that. Otherwise, like if anyone is doing some paper.
Here.
Then what should you do? Be angry?
Tearing my paper? I don't understand.
You like it. If any insignificant paper someone is studying, then you'll be angry or not?
You be angry?
No need.
Because useless. So anything in this world which we see it is for anger, we should not be angry. These are all like dreams. After dream you will see nothing happened. Like this. So we should not be angry, and we should be like this. Then you can do bhajan. Otherwise.
In Badger, last year, previous year, you were also telling 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, and you were telling
not
about...
Not details like this time, this year.
And you were telling about Avanti Brahman, and how people used to come and urinate on his head.
And spitting.
Spitting at him, passing stool in his kamandalu.
Yes.
You see? So, and then you were explaining that the Avanti Brahman, he was not disturbed by this, because he understood it is coming from my own previous activities. I must tolerate.
We should try to follow and then you'll be happy and do bhajan of Krishna. This come like this, only love and affection of Krishna, nothing else. Then you will not be disturbed. Don't disturb anyone and don't be disturbed by anyone.
Srila Gurudev, in this regard, the same verse, dukkeshu vignamana sukheshu vigatas priha. Many devotees, when we discuss this topic, they say, it is easier for us to be surrendered when misery or suffering is coming, but what about when the happiness is coming? Sukha. When happiness is coming, they say, oh,
so
we become too much.
We should not be so happy, because this is worldly thing. Mm. No use of this. Mm. Only Krishna Bhakti, if any sadhu sangha, Swajati asks, oh, we should be happy for that, not for all this.
So Gurudev, practically speaking, so my practical situation, so then,
keep it with you. What is favorable, you should.
No, 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 no.
Don't waste time.
No, no. What is good for you, Gurudev? I want to do.
How Sri Yasuka?
Sri Yasuka.
How he merged in Brahman after being with Radharani? How he remaining Brahma?
What? He's telling that because Shukadev Goswami, when he was in the womb, it is said that he was in Brahma realization. Impersonal realization. So he's asking, oh, but he's parrot of Srimati Radhika, so how it is that then he
to
came into this?
That even a Brahmavadi can be bhakta, only for outwards showing this.
Somebody asked this question in Beja, then we have told to make that he's playing a role.
Loka siksha.
For teachings for others. Even Brahmavadi can attract towards Krishna, he is so beautiful and so qualified, so attractive.
Srila Gurudev, excuse me. When this body of the Badajiva is burnt, how important is it that the ashes go into Yamuna and Ganga, and what is the destination?
He's saying that when the body dies, and then they take it for cremation, for burning, he's saying how much importance is there to take the ashes and put into Ganga or Jamuna. Suppose a devotee cannot do this. He's in foreign country. So what is it very important or not so important?
If anyone is unable to do that, he will not do. But if anyone has opportunity to give that ash in Ganges, very good.
Very helpful. Mm-hmm. Extremely helpful.
They will go the Lord is Vaikuntha. It is their example.